Now, Irish-American lawyer Kevin O'Malley will be sworn in as the new American ambassador to Ireland at a ceremony in Washington later today. This is after the position had been vacant for almost 2 years, so he's certainly long expected. Neil O'Dowd, founder of IrishCentral.com. Kevin O'Malley, is he a bit of a mystery man, Neil?
Yes, he is. He is not known that well among the Irish community in St. Louis, where he's a very prominent medical malpractice lawyer. He did hold an Irish passport. He's obviously very interested in his heritage, but he's not the kind of guy who joined Irish organisations, say like the American Ireland Fund or parade committees or anything like that. So from that point of view, he's not that well known. He's fundamentally a very close associate of the Carnahan family, which has run the Democratic Party in St. Louis for many years. They've had governors and congressmen and various members of the family serving, and he's very close with them, and I think that's probably where the position came to him from, was his influence and knowledge of Democratic Party politics and his closeness to this particular family.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that the American Embassy in Dublin has been doing sterling work, even without an ambassador being in place, but what message did the White House get about the long delay in filling this vacancy?
A very strong message. I mean, if you look at the fact that even last week, the American Ireland Fund, which is not known to involve itself in politics, came out with a very strong statement because the confirmation process had been held up, not just on Mr. O'Malley, but on many ambassadors, and basically said, you know, we need an ambassador in Ireland. And it was interesting that right after that statement, the appointment was made and the confirmation it is now taking place. The fact that he will be confirmed by the Vice President Joe Biden is a very important, or sworn in rather, by Joe Biden is an important development, because it shows that the Obama administration is aware and trying to claw back some of the bad feeling about this issue with Irish America.
And of course, there does appear to be, of course, with that was going to be of great concern to the Clintons, we imagine, in the over the next year or two. But it's also the case that America is taking more of an interest, isn't it, in the resumption of all-party talks, which we heard Theresa Villiers talking about at the weekend. And Charlie Flanagan, one presumes, will be discussing this when he meets Vice President Biden and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry later today.
Yes, obviously the fact that they are resuming the talks is an important moment, and Charlie Flanagan has been here and will be talking to the Vice President. He'll be present at the swearing-in. And, you know, former Senator Gary Hart was in Ireland assessing the situation for the Kerry Secretary of State administration. So from that point of view, it is good timing, and certainly from the point of view of Irish America, having an ambassador in place to deal with issues like the peace talks and like the ones you were previously talking about, the Apple situation, is very important for Irish America as well.
All right. How long does an ambassador stay? Do they finish their term when the president ends, or do they run 4 year? What are the rules on all of that, Neil? Do you know?
Well, he'll be gone when the Obama administration is gone. Obviously, the new administration, whether it's Democrat or Republican, will want their own ambassador in place. So it's a 2 year appointment. And he's clearly very enthused by it. He's going there, as I understand it, this week, and will be in place. And I think, you know, even though he's not that well known, the fact is that many previous ambassadors who turned out very well were not particularly well known by the community when they first went over there.
Okay, well, he's got 2 years to get to know us and us him. Thank you very much indeed for telling us more about him. Neil O'Dowd there, founder of IrishCentral.com.